There are car parts and coffee tables, children's toys and paper products all sitting unpacked at or just outside the port of Long Beach, and there's no telling when they'll be unloaded. The goods are being transported by the Hanjin Shipping Company, one of the largest ocean freight shipping companies in the world, which filed for bankruptcy last week here in the U.S. and in its home nation of South Korea. In all, there are at least 45 Hanjin ships out at sea, loaded with cargo and going nowhere. Here now to talk more about what this all means, Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Eric.
So why are port officials not letting these container ships unload?
Well, this is one of those news stories that sounds complicated on the surface, but really could end up having an effect on people's lives. The short answer about why these ships are not going into port is twofold. One, the ports are not sure that they will get paid for handling this freight. And also, Hanjin isn't sure that their ships won't be seized if they go into ports anywhere. So there's a standoff, and you have ships waiting off the port of Long Beach, and you can see them out there when you look out from the bluff.
But what's been the impact on local commerce, and do we have an idea what this could mean moving forward? Will prices on certain goods spike?
Well, I think a lot of people are worried about the impact this will have on the Christmas retail season. If goods do not get off ships, they won't be available in the stores, and prices are going up. But what's really happening price-wise now is that the price of shipping is going up. It now costs a lot more money to bring a container across the Pacific from Shanghai or South Korea. And also the trucking companies here on shore in Southern California are starting to charge more as well. So the costs are going up across the board as just really a matter of supply and demand.
So what's been the impact on local workers, dock workers, truckers, and people like that?
Well, at the port, a lot of workers are not getting paid because there just isn't any work unloading the containers from these big Hanjin ships. You know, if you ever go down around the port and just be kind of a spectator, you see these large container ships come gliding in both to Long Beach and Los Angeles. And those are carrying, just, you know, flat screen TVs and all manner of products from Asia. Well, people get paid a lot of money to unload those ships, and each of those containers goes onto a train or a truck to be taken away from the port to somewhere else. And those are the people who aren't working now.
Yesterday, a group of Southern California congressmen and women held a press conference at the port to ask the federal government to intervene. Now, what could the federal government do? Are we talking about a bailout? Is there a precedent for something like that?
Well, I think it's a little unknown. They've asked the Commerce Secretary to get involved in some way, and I think there's a twofold there. One, try to speed up negotiations, maybe take a role in the court case in New Jersey, but also try to protect, maybe stop the other shippers from acting improperly, raising the prices too much, or in other way impacting the industry or consumers at the same time. But I think the fact that these four Democratic congresspeople did show up on a Sunday of Labor Day weekend just shows you how important it is to the ports there at Long Beach and in Los Angeles, San Pedro.
And finally, there's a bankruptcy court hearing in New Jersey as soon as tomorrow, possibly. Any idea as to how soon this might get resolved?
I have no idea about that. I mean, these things move slowly. It's an interesting segment of bankruptcy law in the United States. We've all heard of Chapter 11. Some of us have heard of Chapter 7. This is Chapter 15. And this is a clause in the bankruptcy law in the United States that deals with insolvent international companies. And we'll have to see how it turns out.
Well, to be continued. Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thanks.